This is Twit.
My pick of the week is it's an indulgence. I've mentioned it before. I had an first edition Ember mug. Ember mug is this self-heating mug. It has a battery built into it, and essentially it's not meant to warm up a beverage. What it's meant to do is keep a beverage at a temperature for for as long as you want it to. And so you can brew a cup of coffee and you want that coffee to remain at 140 degrees, but maybe you don't want to drink your coffee right away. You want it to be able to last throughout, 6 hours or 8 hours or something like that. This keeps it at 140 degrees until the battery runs out. Or if you keep it on the coaster, then it'll just stay that way. It is a very awesome device that is not inexpensive and is absolutely it's a treat. It is not anything that I need, but it is something that I want and I am happy to have. And I'm glad that I gave my, that I took some of my earned money and gave myself this gift. I had the Ember mug first edition. It was a white one. I think it was 10 ounces. And Ember came out with the second edition of its product and offered a larger size, 14 ounces instead of 10. And so I upgraded to the 14 ounce size. And I pretty much use this all day. I'll have a cup of coffee at the beginning of the day. And then I usually have some sort of like a chamomile or a ginger or some sort of herbal caffeine-free tea at night. And this is like, there's coffee in this right now that I brewed earlier today, and it's still 140 degrees Fahrenheit. And so it's got steam coming off of it and everything. And it's great too for brewing tea. You know, you brew it at a higher level. Same thing with coffee. It brewed at 100 degrees Celsius when it went in. But over time, you can track the temperature dropping to your desired temperature, and then it will notify you and say, hey, your coffee's at 140 degrees now, so you can, you're ready to go. And then it'll keep it at 140 as long as there's battery, or you just sit it on. Let me see if I can get this over here. A coaster that it comes with. And as long as it's on the coaster, it will keep that charge. My one complaint is that in Ember Mug 2, they kept these pogo pins. My first edition model, the pogo pins, and one of the pogo pins went bad. Pogo pins are these little metal pins that have a spring inside of them. And so whenever you set something on top of it, it's sort of the spring keeps the contact in place. So it will keep pressing up. And so as you set something down, if it presses down more, the spring will kind of squish or depress, mm-hmm. but it will still keep those pins pressed up against the bottom because it has little metal rings on the bottom that it actually touches to charge it. But sometimes those pogo pins the spring inside can get ruined and then the pins don't lift anymore. And so that happened with my first edition coaster. And I ended up just taking the pins out and doing some custom soldering and stuff like that to get it working again. But what I've heard from other people who have these Ember mugs is that Ember is very good about if the pogo pins go bad, they will give you a coaster replacement. But I would just think that, maybe go for mm-hmm. a better design that doesn't require the pogo pins. But until then, that works. It's $130 for a 14-ounce mug that keeps your coffee or tea or whatever you have in it, latte, hot for the entire day. That's a lot of money for a heater. But it is one of my favorite things. to be frank, it is one of my favorite things. I love this mug. I loved the first one, the 10-ounce one. This is the next generation one, the 14-ounce one, and I no regrets at all. They're really quick. I just was going to say I've seen some reviews online for it not being good, and from what I can see, it ends up being that people are having Bluetooth issues with it, and I think I hate to say this because I'm not normally the person who wants to say that it's, what is it, between the keyboard and the chair error. But that's what this feels like. And so what I would say is, if you know how to Bluetooth connect to something with your phone and know the typical troubleshooting steps of toggling off and on Bluetooth again, I've not had any issues with mine at all. It's worked perfectly and no complaints. The pogo pins in this one are lasting, and everything's good. So yeah, always read the reviews, always take the reviews into consideration, but just know that I don't recommend a product that is a bad thing. And I'm always conscious of that. And if there's something that I don't like about something, Craig, Dr. Pepper Inc., you know that I would tell you that, clear about that kind of thing. So I'm not recommending this because they're, you know, secretly paying me or something. I genuinely like this product and it makes me happy and has worked fine for me. I feel bad that there are bad reviews out there.
It seems like one of those things that it's like a hard price to get past, but once you have it, then you're like, oh yeah, this is awesome. Like, it's not a need to have, but it's a really nice to have. And
yes,
when I saw this version too, I was like, oh, I want to like treat myself with some tech toy thing. So this might be in my near future.
Yeah, it's so nice.